Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Let's see, in 404H, I don't know if you can remember back to April, we still had some cool weather that might have canceled some of our events. I had to look at that. But we still had some events that did go on, and you'll notice that some of our May events still already have gone past because school has already let out for the year, and so it's not as busy of a May as we've had in previous months. You can see some of our pictures there. That's from Trinity Christian Academy. We have a very strong program at Trinity Christian Academy, so much so you'll see that we have the seniors in one pick and the juniors in a lower pick. We have to split out and have two clubs. Our senior club is actually our biggest club, which is unusual that we have a bigger teenage club than a junior club. But we have probably about 30 to 35 teenagers at Trinity Christian Academy and 25 juniors at that club. We're doing an activity that goes along with our food, culture, and reading, where we were actually learning about China, and we were eating our snacks with chopsticks and learning how to use chopsticks and the culture around chopsticks with that one. And kind of a unique thing that we did at Buchanan Elementary Block Party, we do this every year at Buchanan Elementary Block Party. Sorry, my chair is gone down.
Oh, sorry.
And we do the fishing program. One thing I noticed, I probably have told you this before, is my first year at camp, at regional camp at Roaring River, we all went out to Roaring River and we were side by side with our rods and reels, and I noticed the kids really didn't know how to use their rods and reels, and we spent most of the time fixing those rods and reels, and I thought that's something that we really need to teach these kids. Coming from Arkansas and having a strong aquaculture program and knowing the career opportunities that go with aquaculture, and here having so many beautiful lakes and streams and knowing the career opportunities and the economic benefit of it, I thought that could be a strong program. So I have a set of rods and reels and something called backyard bass, if you haven't seen those, that we don't have to go to a stream. We can just go and put those backyard bass, and the kids can kind of practice their casting skills and know the safety of it. So we go to the Buchanan Elementary School. We put these colorful fish all out on the grass, and we can teach kids how to accurately and safely cast out. And a lot of times we have to teach their parents how to do it as well. And it's a great family activity, and the kids will want to stay out there for the 2 hours that they're out there casting back and forth. And I realize that that's also an activity that the teachers this year said we really want to incorporate into our classroom too. And so every year, this is the third year that we've done it, they asked to do this, and we had to run 15 to 20 poles at a time, and we have a whole playground full of bass out there. So this is, I think, a good activity that we can incorporate into the classroom, probably smaller sets, and really teach the kids how to do it and have 4-H clubs or programs in the classroom and teach that. And I know there are some schools that have fishing teams in the schools. I don't know necessarily right now if you probably know if they have fishing teams in the high schools. I know in Stone County they do, if you heard. I know Reed Spring and maybe some in Stone County have competitive fishing teams at their high schools. So that might be something that we can kind of incorporate and do as well.
We've sort of got a fisherman back there. Devin, do you know if the schools have any kind of fishing team in school?
They do. Does Forsyth? I think Forsyth might.
Okay. Yes.
But does Branson? I don't think Branson does, but Forsyth might.
Sparta.
Okay, Sparta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think anyone in Taney County unless Forsyth.
They travel all over the state.
Yeah.
But it might be a great thing to really incorporate and start this next year, even if we start in the elementary schools and keep on going. So, that's a great thing.
I remember seeing there was something in Bradleyville, I think.
Was there?
Yes.
Yeah. So, if we can.
I think Hollister.
But if we can, and that's one thing I think 4-H is good with, at least starting with the young kids and feeding into the high school programs. And even if not, it's a great family program because the families were out there doing things together, and it really, kept the kids going that whole time, and they weren't getting bored with it. Everybody else was packing up, and they were still out there wanting to keep on going and practicing. So it was a really good program. Going on with Barb, Barb is still busy. She's finished up her programs. She's going to start summer school. She's going to also help with the farmers markets. You know, the farmers market in Branson has moved from that bigger parking lot on the Bass Pro side to the smaller parking lot over on the Belk side. So it's still the same time. You just need to look for them over there on that Belk side. Hollister still has their farmers market. We're going to work with the farmers market over in Forsyth with the senior citizens group there as well. So,
do you know what time it is there at Belk's? Do you know when they have that?
It's the same time. Don't they start at about 3 in the afternoon on Tuesday afternoons?
Tuesdays.
Yeah. So I haven't been able to get out there yet, but I think last year it was always starting at 3 o'clock. And they've just started the past couple of weeks. So, and I don't know for sure about the Forsyth, when that starts up and what days. I think they're still trying to put in a weekday as well as their Saturdays. We also have our business consultant report. She has a lot of classes that are offered in Springfield, but she does do counseling sessions, and she doesn't list out where the counseling sessions are, but I did ask Linda, and she said she does have several counseling sessions with Taney County. And we have our efforts from Tim Schnockenberg, and of course he included our Master Gardener plant sale. And it was a really good plant sale. We had wonderful weather, excellent weather, and they were still selling plants that were there at the office, and whatever plants that weren't sold, they go and take them to a lot of our sites, like the libraries and all of our other Master Gardener sites that they have. And I know tonight is the cattlemen's meeting. I think that I'll be there. I don't know if several other of you guys will be there too, but I think that might be some of my updates. Any questions before I sink lower in this chair?
I think there's a little bushing that's broke.
I know. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I guess we'll recess upstairs for our daily staff review and agenda requests. We'll be in recess.
Devin, what did you learn to throw the rod and reel the lines? Where did you learn originally?